You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 all.
Hello, Dodger fans, and welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends, and I'm back and glad to be back with my buddy Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential. Jeff, we got a lot to talk about, but first off, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you're back, Vince. I'm glad the Dodgers had the decency to not have this night on a night that I had to go solo. It'll definitely be more fun talking about tonight with another person and not just talking about it by myself and possibly rubbing in. I'm trying to remember which one of us said they were going to make a big trade this offseason. Which one of us said they weren't? I can't remember exactly. Can you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember. And I also remember saying that I would hope you would be right. So here we are, and you're right, and I'm glad that you are right.
Well, good. Me too.
Yeah, so we are here to talk about the Dodgers' trades. A lot went down in the span of about 30 to 45 minutes. The Dodgers acquired Mookie Betts, or not officially, but the Dodgers have reportedly acquired Mookie Betts and David Price. They shipped Alex Verdugo to Boston. They traded Kenta Maeda to the Twins, and the Twins traded a prospect to the Red Sox. The Red Sox will be paying about half of David Price's contract that he has left. And then in a separate trade, the Dodgers traded Jock Peterson to the Angels for infielder Luis Rengifo, not sure exactly.
Rengifo. Yeah.
So, Jeff, I guess just, you know, let's just kind of go through how we found out and how we followed along and our reactions as everything was happening.
Yeah, I assume we're going to spend most of the episode on Rengifo, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the key part of all this.
Yeah. Yeah, so earlier this evening, was it Bill Plunkett? He tweeted out that it was unlikely, or he said he would no longer, I guess he didn't tweet it. Somebody else tweeted something he had said, that he no longer considered a trade imminent, and he wouldn't even call it probable, and it was down to possible, maybe. And honestly, for me, for some reason, I can't really put my finger on it, but that actually gave me more confidence that it was going to happen and that it was going to happen soon, and not anything about Plunkett or, you know, anything. Just it seemed like either deliberate misinformation by the Dodgers or a sign that the Dodgers were playing hard to get and kind of, you know, saying take it or leave it. And it seems like maybe that's what happened. They said take it or leave it, and the Red Sox took it because the Dodgers got one of the best players in baseball. And, you know, obviously what they gave up, you know, Kenta Maeda and Alex Verdugo are both very good players. And, you know how I feel about Verdugo. I'm sad about that. But they got one of the best players in baseball and didn't give up a single prospect.
Yeah. And from the early reports, you know, it seemed like it would be a couple prospects, not Lux or May. And then as time went on, it was more and more Verdugo. And ultimately, that's what it caused. Obviously, Kenta Maeda being a part of it kind of came out of nowhere, but made a lot of sense for the Twins to jump in on that, and kind of made sense for the Dodgers as well, considering Maeda's, you know, the reports of what Maeda didn't like being moved back and forth from the bullpen to the rotation. So, and then obviously, we had already talked about, and you had talked about, you know, an outfielder being moved. If they did acquire Mookie Betts, that did happen with the moving of Jock Peterson. So all in all, you know, three guys that were a little bit of fan favorites, but, you know, most Dodgers for the most part that have been around for a while are fan favorites. So it's hard to, you know, read too much into that. But yeah, I mean, everything, the first news started happening that talks were close, and then within 15 minutes the deal was pretty much done, and then it was just a matter of waiting for the details that their team wasn't involved. It ended up being the Twins, and then Rosenthal threw in the Jock Peterson trade before everything else, so everyone thought the Angels were the third team. But all in all, it was a fun time to be on Twitter and a fun time for a Dodger fan. I mean, the instant reaction is, yeah, the Dodgers got Mookie. And like you said, they didn't trade any of their top prospects. And while it hurts and sucks to lose Verdugo, and, you know, at the end of the day, Mookie Betts could walk after this year and all that goes to waste. But it's a trait that we've kind of been, you know, hoping to see from Friedman. You know, it's nothing that, you know, it's not a stupid trade or whatever word he likes to use. You know, it's a smart trade, and they were able to flex that financial strength that they have by taking on half of Betts, by taking on Betts' contract and half of Price's contract and lowering their overall output of the trade. So, I mean, all in all, it's a good night to be a Dodger fan.
Yeah, there's little things you can quibble with or be sad about. I mean, yeah, like you said, Verdugo and Jock and Maeda are all fan favorites. It's sad to see them go. Obviously, I'm saddest about Verdugo just because, yeah. But I'm also excited to see him play at Fenway. I think he's going to hit the ball off the Green Monster, just slap a line drive to left field for a double. He's going to be like Wade Boggs used to be, just double after double. But yeah, I mean, so you can quibble little things, but overall, yeah, I mean, they just got Mookie freaking Betts. I mean, his middle name is freaking. That's how good he is. I don't think that's true. Actually, his middle name is Lynn, which is my mom's middle name. But we won't hold that against him. But he is literally one of the top five players in baseball, maybe even better than that. And put him in the outfield alongside the reigning National League MVP. And, you know, we talked a little bit last week about the potential lineup. You know, it was interesting to see them trade Verdugo and Jock, just because it kind of seemed like left field would either be Verdugo or a Jock and Pollock platoon. But, you know, we could talk more about that probably in the second half about what this means for left field. But I mean, we've talked about Betts several times on this, and I said, it's hard to imagine a trade that I wouldn't like if it got the Dodgers Mookie Betts. And, you know, we throw in caveats, assuming they don't give up Lux or May, but this wasn't even not giving up Lux or May. They didn't even give up like Keibert Ruiz, who we thought, okay, he's trade bait to somebody. You know, all the Jeter Downs was in the talks. You know, Josiah Gray, all these guys who we thought, well, it'll hurt to give up this really good prospect, but it's what you got to do to get Mookie Betts. Apparently, it's not.
Yeah, and one note while we are recording at 8:15 Pacific time. Jeff Passan just tweeted that there will be more players involved in the Jock Peterson-Luis Renjifo trade should it pass medical reviews. So if anything else happens while we're recording, we'll definitely let you know. But, you know, can't imagine it would be anything too crazy, but we'll see. All right, Jeff, we have a lot to talk about, but we will talk about that after we talk about Arizona. Now, Arizona is where the Dodgers have spring training, and now where you can go see Mookie Betts and David Price in person. They will not be in Florida. They'll be...
And Luis Renjifo.
Yeah, Luis Renjifo.
Luis Renjifo.
You can see all three of them in Arizona. Not Florida for Betts and Price now. Back in Arizona. Or not back, but in Arizona. There's so much to do in Arizona. The weather's great. Obviously, the Dodgers are there. Camelback's beautiful. They got beautiful landscapes and hiking and trails and a bunch of activities to do. So if you want to get out there at spring training, especially now, you should go to visit arizona.com/springtraining to start planning your trip and stay locked on Dodgers. If you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans, but you may not know that Locked On Dodgers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Dodgers fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Dodgers fans in a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Again, that's advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. Okay, Jeff. So we weren't going to do it if you're a former Dodger, but then you had an idea and John Wiseman on Twitter had a similar idea and it actually worked out pretty well. So our obscure former Dodger is going to be a lot of guys that were very obscure as their time as Dodgers. Mookie Betts wore number 50 in Boston. You would imagine that he's going to wear that in LA. Not entirely sure yet. But I'm just going to read the list of guys that have worn number 50 as Dodgers in reverse order from most recent to not so recent. So it's Jamie Schultz, Ryan Madsen, Brett Eibner, Casey Fien, Randy Choate, Todd Coffey, Nathan Eovaldi, Ruby De La Rosa, John Link, Eric Stoltz, Joel Guzman, Dwayne Sanchez, Steve Collier, Jobert Cabrera, Chris Donalds, Onan Masaoka, Pedro Bourbon, Will Brunson, Brad Klontz, Mike Harkey, Antonio Osuna, Felix Rodriguez, Steve Wilson, Jay Howell, Jack Savage, Brian Holton, Tony Brewer, Sid Fernandez, Ron Renicki, Laren Legros, Eddie Solomon, and Bob O'Brien. I think there's more, but that goes back all the way to 1971. Some of those guys have been obscure former Dodgers. Some of them were probably going to be in the future. So shout out to all the previous number 50s, but we got better number 50 now.
Yeah, I reserve the right to use Casey Fien as an obscure former Dodger at some point, though.
All right, that's completely fine.
All right,
moving on from these obscure former Dodgers, let's talk about the current Dodgers. So Mookie Betts, we'll talk about Luis Renjifo first, as we've alluded to so far. He is a 22-year, for those who don't know, he's a 22-year-old infielder. He played in 108 games for the Angels last year, hit .238, OPS of .685, you know, nothing to write home about, but he is very young, and, you know, the Dodgers have him. He's not a free agent until after the 2025 season, so they have a lot of control on him. He did something in the Dodgers series that helped him win one of the games. I do remember that. He actually projects pretty well next year. He's projected to have a .743 OPS in just over 400 plate appearances. So projections are high on him. Not sure how he fits on the current 25-man roster, but he'll definitely be a guy that'll move up if they ever need an infielder.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at last year, he's basically, you know, obviously differences, but he's basically a utility guy in the role of like Kike Hernandez, except he was better than Kike last year. He obviously doesn't have the power potential that Kike has. He's faster than Kike. You know, he can play multiple positions, and yeah, you know, he's not anything to write home about, but you know, neither was Chris Taylor once upon a time, I guess. I don't know. I was interested to see Passan's tweet that there will be more players involved, because it did seem to me like Renjifo for Jock straight up was a little bit weird. I don't expect anything else major, but I do expect somebody else besides Renjifo coming over, because but maybe it's the other way. Maybe it's somebody on both sides. I don't know. But,
well,
I mean, Jock did hit 36.
Jeff is on, or no, Fabian Ardaya just tweeted that the Angels will be getting Jock, a big league starter, and a prospect in exchange for Renjifo and another prospect.
Oh, I see that now. Okay. Huh. Yeah, so I guess that who are the prospects and who's the big league starter? You know, you figure the big league starter is going to be, you know, probably Stripling, somebody like that, because you wouldn't, it's hard to see anybody, any of the other starters being in that trade. Yeah,
I mean, him or David Price is pretty much all I can think of.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's a trade that we can't really tell for sure. until we know all the answers. And by the time people are listening to this, you know, we might know all the answers. But, you know, just Renhifo by himself, I think there's potential there. And obviously, you know, I mean, he's very fast. He stole 180 bases, I think, in roughly the equivalent of three full seasons in the minors. You know, not a ton of power, but he's shown some pop, hit some doubles, gets on base well. He walks a lot, doesn't strike out much. So definite potential there. And, I mean, he was valuable on offense and defense last year. And so that kind of fits the mold of what you expect from a Dodgers player.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems, you know, just because a lot of people don't know him doesn't mean it's not a good deal. And as we've seen before, the Dodgers are good at getting these small-time middle infielders or infielders in general and working out pretty well. So we'll see what happens. If anything else happens on that front, we'll definitely talk about it. But let's get into David Price. So David Price had 3 years, $96 million left. The reports are the Red Sox are paying half or a little more than half of that. So essentially 3 years, $48 million, which is what Rich Hill was basically Rich Hill deal. We've talked about it a lot before, but, you know, with the trade of Maeda and apparently another starter, if it's not him, then, you know, David Price might be competing for a spot in the rotation now. But at the very least, fallback, he has been a swingman reliever before and fits that role very well.
Yeah. I'm just, my head's spinning right now. There's so much coming in as we're recording right now, Vince. Like, mostly rumors, but I don't know. What are we talking about right now? The Dodgers?
Talking about David Price, yeah.
How he fits in. Yeah, you know, there's people saying, well, maybe Price will be the starter the Dodgers are sending to the Angels. That one doesn't seem likely to me, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Angels are willing to take on that contract. You know, but, yeah, if David Price is on the Dodgers, you know, if he's their number four, number five starter, That's a pretty good situation to be in with the Red Sox picking up half a salary. You know, we've talked about Price has potential to actually bring positive value to the Dodgers. He can eat innings and he has been really good, you know, somewhat recently. And so he probably won't be worth what he's getting paid, but he might be worth what the Dodgers are paying him.
Yeah, he definitely has very easy for him to be worth what the Dodgers are paying him. And like we talked before, he's not going to be expected to make 30, 35 starts. He might not be expected to make any starts. He might be expected to make 15 to 20 starts. But, you know, valuable arm and less mileage on the arm. Less mileage on the arm, you know, was only beneficial to everyone involved. So, yeah, we'll see if he – I'm assuming he's staying, so we can feel free to keep what we're talking about him. And last but not least, Mookie Betts is a Dodger. He had previously reportedly turned down a 10-year, $300 million deal from the Red Sox. He reportedly will still test free agency regardless of, you know, the Dodgers trading for him. But as we've said before, the Dodgers will get, you know, the ability to talk to him and his agent throughout the whole year, the ability to show him that it's someone that they want to – that they want to keep around. And you just got the 2018 AL MVP to add to the 2019 NL MVP to make up, you know, one of the better outfield of the game, regardless of who's playing left field.
Yeah. Yeah. Give Mookie, you know, 6 or 7 months in the Hollywood lifestyle to see how he feels about it. And yeah, I don't believe in really judging a trade based on whether they extend a guy or not. I mean, the fact is they traded for a year of Mookie Betts, and they could have signed him in free agency after this next year, just like they still can. So really you have to look at it as a year of Betts for, you know, 5 years of Verdugo or whatever. But a year of Mookie Betts, when you're in the Dodgers position, for me, this trade really illustrates how trades happen, because teams are in different points in the competition cycle. They have different priorities. And so you could probably make a case that the Dodgers overpaid for Betts and Price when you factor in Price's negative value and stuff. You could probably make a case that the Red Sox didn't get enough for trade Mookie Betts. But what we see is the Dodgers have every intention of trying to win the World Series in 2020, and Mookie Betts increases their chances of doing that. As much as I like Alex Verdugo, and as much as I think he has potential to be very good, Mookie Betts is very good right at this moment in time. He is a proven commodity, and for 2020, the Dodgers are a better team because they have Mookie Betts than when they didn't. And that's really what it boils down to. The Dodgers, where they are with their, you know, they have their farm system that they, again, unbelievably didn't have to touch for this trade. You know, the future will take care of itself. They're doing plenty of smart things to prepare for the future. This trade is for 2020. And, you know, yeah, hopefully Mookie loves it there. And come June or July, he says, you know what, I don't need to be a free agent. Give me a bunch of money and I'll play here for a long time. And they'll do that. But, you know, but for 2020, which is what this trade was for, the Dodgers are a better team right now than they were yesterday when I was recording without you.
That's true. And one note, Fabian Ardaya did say that it will not be David Price going to the Angels, which makes it seem like it's Ross Stripling, but like I said, we'll wait and see on that. But yeah, I mean, Mookie Betts, like I said, it's one of those moves that we kind of wanted them to make, shake it up a little bit, and they definitely did that. You know, they traded away three guys, two guys that have been part of most of this run, at least the two World Series runs, and then, you know, Alex Verdugo, who was a part of last year and might have factored in a little bit in the postseason. So for me, you know, it's really hard to be mad. If you break it down to a granular level, you know, it maybe you can be upset about it, but at the end of the day, you know, even if Mookie Betts were to walk after this, they don't win the World Series, Mookie Betts were to walk, still worth the risk to do it. They'll offer him
qualifying
offer. If he doesn't end up signing, then they will get a pick out of it, and that pick could end up being, you know, better than Maeda or Verdugo anyways with the way they've drafted before. So, you know, there's a lot to it, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, a good time to be a Dodgers fan right now. They got Mookie Betts. They made that big deal. You know, Jeff was right, so everything's happy on that end. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about, and we got a renewed energy right before pitchers and catchers report. Not that we need it as Dodger fans, but it's definitely, you know, a buzz that'll be all over now in LA. And, you know, to go on, touch on another point, you know, LA, Andrew Friedman made this trade at the perfect time, you know, just kind of as a lot of people in LA are still reeling from the loss of Kobe Bryant. Obviously, this doesn't, you know, replace that, but it's something to feel good about. And that's, you know, sometimes that's all you really need sometimes in life.
Yeah, and Mookie Betts is black, which will make some Dodger bloggers happy that they have an African-American star on their team again. And, you know,
David Price.
Yeah, David Price, too. I was focusing more on the star part, I guess. But, you know, yeah, bringing in two high-profile African-Americans can't hurt, too. You know, a couple last thoughts about this from me. Even though I'm sad to see Verdugo go, because of Verdugo's situation, he didn't play the last few months of last season. He hasn't, as far as I know, done much baseball-related stuff yet in the offseason. Like, we were already kind of mentally preparing for, you know, a season without Verdugo anyway, because we didn't know if he was going to be healthy or not. And so it's, you know, as sad as I am to see him go, I'm not as sad as I would have been if he was totally healthy right now and I was expecting big things from him. But because I was already not expecting a ton, just kind of keeping my expectations down, that helps. Same with Maeda, because, you know, all the uncertainty about him with the starting rotation or the bullpen or whatever and all that, it's like, okay, well, if he wants to be a starter, he's not one of the Dodgers' best starters. So, you know, it is what it is. So not sad to see him go, really, as much as I like him. And Jock, you know, I've been saying to trade Jock for years. It is kind of funny that this is the trade they make. But, yeah, I mean, Jock's personality, I guess, I'll miss. But, I mean, Mookie Betts, that dude, his smile will more than make up for anything that they're losing, you know, in the dugout, in the clubhouse, because, you know, from all we know about Mookie Betts, he's a great clubhouse guy. So, yeah, I am giddy right now. That's what I am. I'm giddy.
Yeah, giddy, excited, elated, happy, excited. I already said that. But all those words describe what it feels right now to be a Dodger fan. The Dodgers got Mookie Betts, and I'm not sure how many other bowlers are on the team, but as well as on field, the Dodgers just increased their bowling prowess by a lot. So you can't really be upset with too much right now.
Yep. And yeah, and just last thing, left field, you know, I assume it's AJ Pollock, at least against lefties, and he'll probably get a chance against righties. But then you've got Matt Beatty, who can play left field and is a very good left-handed hitter. You have Edwin Rios, who can play left field and is a very good left-handed hitter. And so regardless of what it is, I feel like those two guys with Pollock have potential to be a very solid left field, you know, three-headed monster or whatever, even without factoring in Taylor and Kike and all those guys. So to go with Bellinger and Betts, man, they're when that's your weak spot in your lineup is some combination of AJ Pollock, Matt Beatty, and Edwin Rios, hard to complain about that.
Yeah, and it looks like the Dodgers prospect in the trade going to the Angels is Andy Pages, who is a 19-year-old outfielder from the Dominican Republic. He played in Ogden last year and hit 19 home runs in 63 games. Yeah. So, or 19 total, I don't know, 19 home runs in 63 games with a very, very high OPS. So, you know, I'm not sure what the Dodgers are getting out of this, but we'll see, because that's Jock and another prospect. And if it's another starter, then you would imagine they're getting something decent from the Angels in terms of the prospect route. So, but regardless, we'll talk about that tomorrow once everything goes down. Jeff, you got anything else we want to talk about? I know there was a lot to get through and we probably forgot some stuff, but you know, the overall sentiment
is... we do another one tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The overall sentiment is that Mookie Betts is a Dodger. We should be happy, and I'm excited for the season even more now.
Yep, absolutely. That's where I'm at too. I wanted Betts at whatever cost, and the cost was better than I could have hoped for. So I am one happy camper.
Yep. All right. We will be back tomorrow to talk about the completed trade with the Angels and hit on all the stuff that we missed or any questions you guys have about what the trade means, and maybe get more in depth in the left field situation and all of that, and the rotation once we kind of see who else is heading to the Angels. So we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow and the rest of this week. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, Apple preferably if you have it. If you like the show, subscribe, download, rate, review, listen, tell your friends, tell your family, tweet about us. We've gotten some nice tweets the last week or so. We've posted about us on Instagram. You know, just anything you do to spread the word. If you want to follow us on social media, we can do so on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. If you want to call and leave a voicemail, shoot us a text, you can do so at 323-863-LOCK. That's 323-863-5625. Or shoot us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree, you just have to listen. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you later.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!